Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Benji Ward is the design principal at Gensler's Chicago office. He has spent years working in their Shanghai office and has spent years here in Chicago. If you notice how repositioned the Willis Tower is or Navy Pier has become, and I've sung the praises of that for a long time now, we can thank our guest for some of that. Benji, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
What are you especially proud of? It strikes me as a really fun, challenging, very public job you have, even if people might not recognize you on the street. But then we go, oh, look at that. Look what they did to Navy Pier. What are you especially proud of when you look back at your resume?
Well, it is very exciting to see how a lot of these public buildings are breathing new life into some of these old buildings, and it obviously I'm personally proud of it, but certainly at Gensler we have a pretty good team mentality. There's lots of people who it takes to make things like that happen. But I think, yeah, Willis Tower was definitely one of the really fun ones. And ever since I was a kid, I knew about the Sears Tower, and having, you know, being able to come to Chicago and do something, you know, that impactful has been really great.
What would be different about Willis that wasn't true for Sears? What was the essentially what happened at Sears Tower?
So we did a $500 million renovation on it, and a good portion of that money was used at the base of the building. So Gensler's role was to really sort of reimagine what the base of the building could be and how we could be a better neighbor to the buildings around us, be more inclusive and more community oriented, and just create a great series of spaces for not only for the people in the building but people, all the people of Chicago.
So now you're taking, I guess, the same mindset. How can we better integrate the Mag Mile into the way people are living and shopping and using the city these days? What's wrong with the Mag Mile? What should happen to the Mag Mile?
Well, so that's an interesting question, because I think we should ask the question, what's right with the Mag Mile, right? It is this amazing engine, you know, for the city of Chicago, for tourism, for tax revenue. And it's got great, great bones. The south end of the Mag Mile, it has the Apple Store and the Wrigley Building, the river, and it's just got really wonderful, sort of world-class anchors at the south end. But the north end has struggled, and along with that, pre-pandemic, the Mag Mile was doing relatively well, but you could see the cracks already starting to form with regard to behaviors of shoppers, right? That online shopping had become increased, and other behaviors of millennials and now Gen Z. We're seeing people are just using spaces in cities in a different way. One of the problems we're seeing now is that 6.5 million fewer visitors are going there per year. That obviously affects, tax revenue for the city. And there have been almost 2,000 jobs lost since then. So that's kind of the challenge that we have in front of us. And the hope is that that through some of the design measures that we're suggesting, that we could potentially, see change and see this part of the city thrive again.
If it did anything, I would like it to make it easier to get from the north end of Michigan Avenue to Lake Michigan. That's part of your drive here, isn't it?
That's correct. And so we talked about those south anchors on the south side, and the north is essentially, I describe it as sort of a spaghetti of tunnels and on ramps and off ramps, and Lakeshore Drive is a real impediment to really what could be the best anchor mm-hmm. that Chicago has for Michigan Ave, which is the lake itself, right? Being able to get people out to the lake and to sort of experience the lake, it could be just a really wonderful anchor and help everything on the Mag Mile to sort of regenerate.
Boy, it sounds like It would cost billions of dollars to fix. I mean, you do have 8 lanes of traffic there, and Michigan Avenue kind of ends and then goes underneath and then comes back up on the other side. So are we going to do a flyover, some sort of walkway? How do you manage that without completely rebuilding Lakeshore Drive there?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we would leave, in our proposal, we would leave Lakeshore Drive as is, and then we propose a bridge, and a bridge that's sort of gestural and kind of organic, not too dissimilar to the Frank Gehry Bridge that is been at Millennium Park for years now.
It goes over to Maggie something Daly that Park, is, yeah.
Exactly. And the idea is for it not only to be transient, right, for you to go from one side to the other, although that is a major piece of it. We also want it to be gestural and sculptural and be a thing unto itself that people would want to come and see, you know, a touch point, not only for Michigan Ave, but a place where tourists and Chicagoans alike would come. And it would be a place that could be, unlike the Gehry Bridge, it could be habitable, right? You could have events on it. It's big enough so that, people could meet friends there and hang out and view traffic or have events and other things. It could be really, really pretty special.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm going to become king and I'm going to give you all of the money and resources you need to do it.
Oh, perfect.
How much will it cost, and when could I imagine that I would see it finished and functional?
Yeah. So we don't have real pricing right now. But we have engaged some people who have looked at costs in a preliminary way, and what we're finding is that what we're proposing is not sort of an all or nothing proposal. That what we're trying to do is to create a series or a series of phases of designs that can be additive, right? Rather than doing a whole proposal and then having to go, you know, backwards and be abortive about it. The idea is that, you know, let's look at Jane Park. Could that be something that we could fix? Could we start looking at things like, creating a bridge that goes over to the lake? Could we start looking at the amount of lanes of traffic that we have right now? Could we start to cut those down in favor of giving space back to pedestrians and back to restaurants and other venues? And those are the kinds of things that we want to do.
Okay. I'll accept that. No, really, that's not a dodge. I mean, how would anybody know how much it's going to cost? And even if we had a number, then how do we get the money? But would you say that it would be akin to the Champs-Élysées or the Ramblas? Is there a street or an area in the United States that we could say we want it to be like that? What would it be reminiscent of?
Yeah, so it's interesting you ask that question, because we did a study, a preliminary study, and sort of benchmarked Michigan Ave against all the sort of great streets in the world. And you mentioned La Rambla in Barcelona, Champs-Élysées, Fifth Avenue was another one, Omotesando in Tokyo. And what we all found was that all these streets have similar characteristics, right? They have anchors at each end. They have great connections to other parts of their districts. And a lot of them, what we found was a lot of them have a lot more space given back to pedestrians and a lot fewer feet given over to vehicular traffic. And that is really one of the big impediments to Michigan Ave right now, is that it essentially is a 7-lane state highway. And it really, we really need to kind of rethink that if we're going to push things forward.
Good luck to you, Benji. It sounds like they got a good mind on this thing. And if we can do anything to help you or promote it here, you let us know. But I like the sound of a lot of that. I'm worried about the safety of Chicago. And I think that for anything to be successful, that is, get people into the city, whatever it is you come up with, we also need to persuade people that it is safe enough. And that's a conversation for another day. But in the meantime, keep doing what you're doing.
Great. Thank you so much, John.
Design principal at Gensler, Benji Ward.